The current time is 10:49 a.m. Central Daylight Time.
Here is your short-term forecast summary. Isolated showers and thunderstorms just north of Bemidji will slowly taper off over the next hour or so as they move off to the east. Expect up to a tenth of an inch through 11:30 a.m. Central Daylight Time. Here is your short-term forecast summary. Isolated showers and thunderstorms will slowly taper off over the next hour or so as they move off to the east. Expect up to a tenth of an inch through 11:30 a.m. Central Daylight Time. The forecast for northwestern Minnesota. Rest of today, mostly cloudy. Isolated thunderstorms in the late morning and early afternoon. Highs in the mid-70s. Light winds. Chance of thunderstorms 20%. Tonight, mostly cloudy with scattered thunderstorms. Some thunderstorms may produce heavy rainfall and large hail. Lows in the mid-50s. East winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Chance of thunderstorms 40%. Wednesday, numerous thunderstorms in the morning, then scattered thunderstorms in the afternoon. Some thunderstorms may be severe with heavy rainfall and large hail in the morning. High 70 to 75. Southeast winds 10 to 20 miles an hour. Chance of thunderstorms 70%. Wednesday night, mostly cloudy with scattered thunderstorms. Lows in the mid-50s. Chance of thunderstorms 50%. Thursday, partly cloudy with a 30% chance of rain showers. High 70 to 75. Thursday night, mostly cloudy. Chance of thunderstorms. Lows in the mid-50s. And now, taking a look at Friday, mostly cloudy. Chance of thunderstorms. High 70 to 75. Friday night, partly cloudy. Lows 50 to 55. Saturday, partly cloudy. High 70 to 75. Saturday night, partly cloudy. Lows 50 to 55. Sunday, partly cloudy. High 70 to 75. Sunday night, partly cloudy. Lows 50 to 55. Monday, partly cloudy. Highs in the mid-70s. The extended weather outlook for northwest Minnesota, including the Hellock, Thief River Falls, and Spondette areas. For next Tuesday, August 23rd through the following Monday, August 29th is for normal amounts of precipitation. Normal precipitation ranges from 0.56 to 0.98 inches. On average, look for colder than normal temperatures. The normal high temperatures range from the middle to upper 70s, while normal lows are in the lower 50s.
Severe thunderstorms are expected across eastern North Dakota later tonight. Severe thunderstorms can be expected again Wednesday and Thursday. This hazardous weather outlook is for eastern North Dakota, west central and northwest Minnesota. Day 1, tonight. A slight risk of severe weather is forecast for eastern North Dakota, south of a line from Hanna, North Dakota, to Wahpeton, North Dakota. The severe thunderstorms are expected to develop in western North Dakota and are expected to move into the area after midnight. Large hail and damaging winds are possible. Moist, unstable air will move north tonight under a low-level jet. A warm front will develop across northern South Dakota today and move north across North Dakota tonight. Days 2 through 7, Wednesday through Monday. A slight risk of severe thunderstorms is forecast for the southern half of the Red River Valley south of the line from Valley City, North Dakota to Oshkosh, Minnesota. The severe weather will be most likely in the afternoon and evening and will most likely produce hail. A slight risk of severe thunderstorms is forecast for again for the southern half of the Red River Valley and in the same area from Valley City, North Dakota to Oshkosh, Minnesota. The storms would be most likely from late morning into the afternoon with hail the most likely threat. Spotter information statement. Spotter activation may be required. At 10 o'clock a.m. at Thief River Falls, it was mostly sunny. The temperature was 59 degrees, the dew point 52, with a relative humidity of 77%. The wind was east at 7 miles an hour. The pressure was 30.20 inches and rising. At Roseau, it was sunny. The temperature was 66 degrees, the dew point 55, with a relative humidity of 68%. The wind was northeast at 3 miles an hour. The pressure was 30.17 inches and steady. Across Minnesota, it was sunny, with a temperature of 64 at Baudette, 62 at International Falls, 70 at Detroit Lakes, and 67 at Park Rapids. It was mostly sunny, with a temperature of 64 at Crookston, and 73 at Minneapolis. It was fair, with a temperature of 63 at War Road, 63 at Flag Island, and 59 at Waskish. Across southern Canada, skies ranged from mostly sunny to partly sunny. It was 57 at Brandon, 63 at Winnipeg, 59 at Kenora, and 59 at Sioux Lookout. In North Dakota, at Bismarck, it was sunny, with a temperature of 65. It was mostly sunny, with a temperature of 64 at Jamestown, 64 at Devil's Lake, and 69 at Fargo. At Grand Forks, it was partly sunny, with a temperature of 64. Over South Dakota at Sioux Falls, it was sunny, with a temperature of 73. Once again at 10 o'clock a.m. at Thief River Falls, it was mostly sunny, and the temperature was 59. At Roseau, it was sunny, and the temperature was 66.
You are listening to NOAA's National Weather Service radio station WXK43, operating at a frequency of 162.550 MHz. Transmitting from tower facilities near Thief River Falls, station WWF45, operating at a frequency of 162.450 MHz, transmitting from tower facilities near Roosevelt, and station WFG583, operating at a frequency of 162.525 MHz, from tower facilities near Lake Ronson. Weather radio for Northwest and West Central Minnesota.